This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, Alex Jones here back live. Max Kaiser coming up in about 6 minutes. We're taking calls in order they are received. Matt is up next. And then is Jody. Matt in Utah, thank you. You're calling in about the power grid outages. What is your take on this?
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, brother. Talking to you, so I'm good.
All righty. So you remember back during 2015, Jade Helm, they had that map out that said Texas and Utah were enemy territory. Utah was named enemy territory because of our food stores. Now, we have not gotten snow up here this year. And 2 weeks ago, we had brown snow falling out of the sky. A couple days after that, our power went out. A couple days after that, Rocky Mountain Power come out and said, your power outages are blamed on the brown snow. Explain that. With HAARP and everything else, I think they're trying to starve Utah for their food stores.
Well, I do have the former head of the CIA saying they control the weather, and China's in the mainstream news saying they control the whole country's weather. So for us to say that that's a possibility is completely in the realm of reality. I mean, I don't know.
Greatest snow on earth, man. We have not had any snow this year. We're so far behind, and we're not going to be able to grow. Our yields are going to be way down. How are we going to make our food stores? I mean, you know?
No, you're absolutely right that a lot of hellish stuff's going on. What do you make of this Department of Energy document I showed where they said Texas wasn't allowed to turn their power on? I mean, that's smoking gun.
Man, it is smoking gun. And the thing is, they have been lying to us forever. Anybody who believes anything that comes out of their government's mouth is out of their mind. And the thing is, it doesn't matter because my kingdom is not of this world. Period. End of story.
I agree, Matt. Thank you so much. I'm going to jam in the next caller. Let's go to Jody in Arkansas, who also had massive power outages. It's still ongoing. Jody, what's your take on this?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I was afraid my call was going to be a little off the subject until I heard you mention the National Guard earlier. I live not a mile from the back entrance of a National Guard base, and I can tell you over the past 2 or 3 months, the amount of military drilling or gunfire from drilling and the intensity of the explosions have been nothing like I've ever heard before, and I've lived there for 43 years. I don't know what's going on there, but they're...
Oh, General Honoré says he's going to confiscate guns and, quote, arrest all white men, basically.
That's what... I have to reach down and think... I kept reaching down thinking, oh, the National Guard is preparing to help us, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, I don't think they're General Honoré, but General Honoré literally, Tucker Carlson covered him, sounds like a complete lunatic. He's like, the white person is the enemy. America's bad. We're going to fight them, right? I mean, he says the police are white supremacists at the Capitol. They help the rioters. All pure crap. I mean, just crazy town.
January 7th, I believe, there were explosions here that were shaking houses, cracking windows. I was fishing 12 miles away, and it was rippling the water.
They're probably testing truck bombs out. They're going to bomb and say right-wingers did.
I was afraid of, yeah. So I was just wanting to let you know about that. And
you know, the ATF tested a few months before Oklahoma City out in Nevada a rider truck. So, yeah, that's what you thought when you heard it?
I mean, when I saw the ripples in the water, I thought it was just someone blasting just, you know, right next to the lake. But no, it was happening 12 miles away. It was the explosions were that strong.
Yeah, there's a KAIT News 8 saying that happened.
I've been in health. I was a retired healthcare worker. I was an RN, and then I was a PA in cardiothoracic surgery for over 12 years. And I can say all of this as far as this is changing the subject, but the masks are pointless. They're ridiculous.
My dad's a doctor. That's what he says. It's all about we're dirty, though. It's all about we're bad to see the mask, to know we're in an emergency, to be reminded of the propaganda.
I just wanted to let you know, and I wanted to say thank you for all of you that are up there and going through all this right now. I appreciate you guys.
God bless you, brother, and thanks for telling me that's going on. Guys, print me that article. That's key intel. Yeah, this is truck bomb city in my view, and was actually in Arkansas. They tested one of the truck bombs they used in Oklahoma City. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. Oh, man.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the Fiend. There's too much confusion.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the Fiend. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Come and dig my earth.
Here's the most important part.
None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
Yeah, there are some among us that think life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. This is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now, because the hour is getting late. Last part, we're going to Max Kaiser. Let's do it.
No reason to get excited. The sleeping kind is cold. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke.
But you and I.
But you and I.
All right, Max Kaiser's with us for two short segments, then Joel Skousen. Max is here because his predictions of 10 years ago with me on air, his predictions of 5 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, a month ago, are coming true. Bitcoin has turbocharged, basically doubling its value in just the last few months. It's insane, to $55,183 per Bitcoin. What in Hades is going on, and what does this signify for the larger markets? Max Kaiser, international TV host and former top stock trader. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Alex. So Bitcoin hit an important milestone today. It's now worth over $1 trillion. When we first started talking to you about Bitcoin about 10 years ago, its market capitalization was under $20 million.
Can I have that $10,000 you offer me for free again?
Absolutely, Alex. I've been keeping it in storage for you, just waiting for you to ask, and I'm just send it right over.
How much would that be worth now, compadre?
That would be worth $500 million, almost $600 million.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I mean, but you do sell a lot of that testicle-improving medication, so there's that.
Talk about missing the boat. Okay, please continue.
So it's over $1 trillion market cap, which is very important because one of the, you know, where do you want me to start on this? Because let me go macro. Let me go big picture. People are starting to realize that inflation is a real problem. No matter what the government's telling us about it not being a problem, it's a real a problem. And what Bitcoin's been telling us is that the U.S. dollar and other currencies around the world are in a hyperinflationary collapse against Bitcoin.
That's right. It's the canary in the coal mine. It shows how weak those are.
Right, because it's real price discovery. They said on CNBC today something very interesting. They said without Bitcoin, the price of gold would be at $3,000 right now instead of $1,800. It's stealing market capitalization away from gold.
And by the way, you said that a few weeks ago on the show.
Yeah, I absolutely did. The other problem with gold is that the price is manipulated. You know, J.P. Morgan's paid many fines already for manipulating the price of gold, but they don't seem to want to enforce the laws about anti-manipulation. So I don't see gold or silver breaking out of their current range because they're just trapped by those folks that don't want it to go higher.
But is that the naked shorting?
Right, the naked shorting, which is basically selling counterfeit. In the case of GameStop, the scandal from last week, you had a Melvin Capital was selling counterfeit shares on the open market to manipulate the stock price down. It's illegal. Regulators don't enforce it, though. In the case of silver in the paper market on the silver futures market, you've got players who sell counterfeit sell orders or naked shorting to move to bang the price down, and it's been proven many, many times before, and the banks admit that they're doing it, but they claim that it's very important to be systemically key to keeping the U.S. dollar as world reserve currency. But what's happening around the world is that countries are dumping their dollars. Countries like China and Russia, Iran are all dumping their dollars, and they're loading up on gold, and now they're starting to buy Bitcoin. So a lot of these countries like Iran and others are actually big players in the Bitcoin space because it's uncensorable, right? So when the U.S. tries to censor Iran, they just do deals in Bitcoin.
Well, sure, but let me toot your horn for a moment. You're the first guy ever told me about Bitcoin, and you were on a few months ago, then a few weeks ago. It wasn't last week. It was about 2-3 weeks ago. And you said, watch, it's about to make giant moves. About a week later, Elon Musk comes out, then the big banks endorse it, then it did the stratospheric rise. So how you just sensed that in the wind, or what was happening?
Again, if you start with the big picture, it starts to make more sense. The big picture is that the U.S. dollar is being inflated away and the value is dying. And so corporations, and really the big move, Alex, started with a guy named Michael Saylor. He's the CEO of a company called MicroStrategy. And over the summer, he announced that he had put almost $1 billion into Bitcoin. And he made his case very simply. He said, look, I don't want to put my cash into the U.S. dollar because the U.S. dollar is losing 15-20% a year in purchasing power. It's stupid for me.
So in a flight from the dollar and other major currencies is of devaluation, then Bitcoin's king, so that's going to rise. It's an easy equation.
Right. It's the fastest horse in the race. As Paul Tudor Jones, he said this over a year ago, and I believe we talked a little bit about that as well. He's probably the preeminent hedge fund manager in America. He came out and said, look, I'm buying Bitcoin. I've got 1% of my portfolio in Bitcoin. It's the fastest horse in the race because he also owns a little gold, but he's looking for inflation to really break out. And what are we seeing now in the commodity markets? You're seeing lumber at $1,000. It's at a new all-time high.
Natural gas is going straight up.
Right. The commodities are entering into a secular bull market. Heinz, the food company, is saying we've got to start passing these price increases on to the consumer. So people are going to start to see now at the store and at the petrol station actual price going up in a way that's going to be alarming for people. This is another wave of disenfranchisement for folks in America. The purchasing power of their dollars is really going to start to hurt. So there's a mad flight into how to protect my assets. And there's really only one choice at this moment where it's not manipulated, and that is Bitcoin. So it's got $1 trillion market cap. It's about half the market cap.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I bought it 2 weeks ago when you said I could have, like, doubled my profit.
It's going to go to I have a target of 2021 of $220,000 per Bitcoin. I've said that on your show a few times. I've made that public a few times, $220,000. It's now $54,000, $55,000. So you've still got
over
4.
Where was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was back at the end of last year, it was under 20,000. Yeah. Now it's pushing 55,000. You know, when I talked to you originally 10 years ago, it was $10, you know, and it's been moving up 200% a year for 10 years. And the expectation is that it'll improve 200% a year for the next 10 years. If you go to swanbitcoin.com/orangepill, you get $10 free of Bitcoin if you register.
And again, you're not a sponsor, because last time you did this, Adam Schiff, or whatever his name is, Irwin Schiff knows his dad. I'm not being mean. Peter Schiff, I'm having a senile moment. Peter Schiff got really mad and thinks you're my sponsor, paying me to say that. You're just a big guy that told me about Bitcoin that I find very, very interesting. And you've certainly been proven right so far.
Yeah, we're, you know, this is a way people can get $10 worth of free Bitcoin. And by the way, Peter Schiff is an interesting case because I told him to buy it at $10. He just admitted it recently on CNBC. He said, yeah, Max told me to buy it at $10. I told him to buy it $100 and $1,000. And he's just been wrong about it, Bitcoin, for 10 years. You know, he's somebody who looks to the market for signals about which way the economy is going.
Well, why don't you, is it true that you refuse to debate him? And I didn't get his name wrong on purpose, folks. I'm exhausted. The power outages and things. Peter Schiff, great guy, Europe Pacific Capital. Would you come on and debate him?
Peter Schiff for brains, as I call him. I've already debated him several times, and I've basically cleaned the floor with him. You can go online right now and see.
Okay, well, why don't I get the big debate? I mean, I like you, Max. This is entertaining. Why can't I have you?
Peter just, he doesn't
debate. I will give you 3 minutes and him 3 minutes and me 1 minute. No, you're going to do it.
I let the market do my talking for me. The market, why does the market keep going
don't
up?
Don't I get what I want? Somebody, do I right ever get, I mean, I'm not chopped liver here, Max. I will you please debate Peter Schiff?
I've sworn off debating Peter Schiff because it's cruel to beat somebody up in public like that when they're bleeding out of every orifice and mumbling imbecilities. And his son, by the way, who I told about Bitcoin when I was at their house.
Hold on, tell me.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Pricing fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See deposit letter. License in all 50 states and LS. Consumer access.org. Number 330.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Say, ha, 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 I told you Bitcoin was going to go way up. That's why we had him on. I was never against Bitcoin. But I know this. I am selling high-quality, affordable foods ready to ship to you. The lowest price you're going to have anywhere, so you have insurance you can eat during whatever this crazy time that's coming is. You see these digital commodities way up. That's great. Invest in them if you want to. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying invest in something you know you can eat. 10% off on all the affordable foods, a three-month, a one-month, a six-month, a year supply. InfoWarsStore.com. Look at those thousands of five-star reviews. This, we've been in the dark here in Texas. It's been great to have this food here at the office. When everything else has been shut down for 6 days, we're able to feed ourselves with this. So InfoWarsStore.com and $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. Highest quality. Cuts out all the garbage. A lot of their products at InfoWarsStore.com. So Max Kaiser, investor, former stockbroker, author, national, international TV host. What do you expect next to happen in the economy? Do you have any comments on the power outages and like Enron that you exposed 20 years ago coming in and 10,000, 18,000% price increases on Texans, Biden ordering Texas not to up its power output? I have the documents. This is crazy. How does that tie into all this uncertainty and this whole electronic casino gulag you talk about?
Sure. This is the way I would answer that question. Obviously, what's going on in Texas right now, it's an infrastructure problem, and there is an incapability of rising to some challenges because the companies and the municipalities that are responsible for this are broke, and they don't have the resources to respond to these problems. And we see this played out in many factors of the economy because over the past 20 or 30 years, it's been possible for corporate raiders or what's called private equity to borrow an infinite amount of money from the central bank and take over companies, gut them, remove all the equity, and leave a carcass. And we see this happening all over the American
land. I agree with you. The main nuclear reactor that supplies a third of the state, one reactor went down because the regulators that are private decided not to winterize the nuclear reactor. It could have blown up. That's kind of like at the Deepwater Horizon, where they said, you don't need concrete. You don't need to fill the hole. Just do it with water. The engineer said, it will blow up. They said, we order you not to fill it. So there is a psychosis in these executives.
Right. Same thing with Fukushima, which is over in Japan. The same, the private company essentially was incapable of dealing with it because all the equity had been stripped out. And this is a problem of the interest rates being too low for too long, to keep the zombie banks going, to keep the zombie corporations going. And it creates this incredible problem now in the U.S. where the only way to keep the debts rolling is to keep printing more and more money. So the money printing is now going exponential. Something like 40% of all the money ever been printed in the history of the United States has been printed in the last 12 months. And that, if you look at the M1 or M2 chart, you can find that on the Federal Reserve website, you'll see this hockey stick-like, incredible vertical move.
Sure,
hyperbolic.
So clearly, everything accelerates at the end of a Zimbabwe-type curve. And so where are we on that curve? Or is it Weimar Republic? I mean, how long do we have?
I think we're 2021 is when you see hyperinflation completely out of control and prices start to get out of control. We already see in the stock market, and we see in the Bitcoin market. Bitcoin is reflecting the fact that people are jumping out of everything they possibly can and getting into Bitcoin to save themselves as a store of value. They would go to gold, but gold is hopelessly manipulated and the price doesn't move, as CNBC said even today. I think eventually when Bitcoin gets over $100,000 or $150,000 of Bitcoin and it's really hard to get Bitcoin because it's just not available, I think then people in desperation will start buying gold. Gold is basically the poor man's Bitcoin.
Oh, and I agree with you. Just at a gut level, historically, I think aluminum, I think copper, I think silver, I think every industrial metal and every commodity is going to go straight up, including oil, once we see these world currencies go down. What do you say?
That's happening right now because as part of the World War II agreement that was made at Bretton Woods, the world reserve was based on the dollar and all commodities are priced in dollar. You know, oil is all priced in dollars. If Japan wants to buy oil, they have to buy dollars first and then use those dollars to buy oil. And that's part of what the global community is rebelling against the dollar as world reserve currency. And they're breaking away. We see deglobalization happening right now. Countries are separating from the globalized community.
And doesn't it seem like Joe Biden's policies are going to accelerate that?
Look, Joe Biden has even, you know, I don't have any idea what's going on in Washington. I don't care because it's beyond the ability to have any. There's no comeback. We've gone through the event horizon. The U.S. economy is now entering a hyperinflationary collapse, and Biden or whomever, it doesn't really matter. There's nothing he can do. We've gone over
totally
the.
I agree with you. Gut level, because my gut's always right. Intellectually, I agree too. But gut level. I mean, I agree. We've passed the point of no return, event horizon. So what's going to happen?
It's going to be like the antecedents you mentioned are correct. Weimar, Zimbabwe. We're going to have a major financial collapse. I mean, that's what we're going to have, and that's what's going to happen in 2021.
And so what's the point of, like, General Ida saying we're going to round up the gun owners and they've got 30,000 troops in D.C.? It all seems like pathetic people acting like they're powerful because 30,000 troops will do nothing when their families are starving to death.
You know, the Pentagon, here, let me ask you a pop quiz, Alex Jones. How much does the Pentagon spend every single day to gas up their vehicles, the jets, the tanks, the infrastructure?
I know their budget every year is about $800 billion.
The budget every year is closer to $1.4 trillion. Guess how much they spend every single day just to fill up the tanks and the jets?
How much?
And gas.
I don't know.
$250 million every day to just keep the Pentagon's war machine gassed up. Now, the fact is, price of oil is going to go ballistic on the upside. The Pentagon, like the Roman Empire, will literally run out of money. That's the U.S. is too extended. They've got too many military bases. It's over-militarized, and they literally won't be able to fill up.
And you notice Trump tried to get the troops back and tried to, but no, we didn't want that, did we?
Trump was anti-war, and that's why he got the boot.
Wow. So how does this end, Kaiser? What's coming next?
The current administration is pro-war. They started three wars already in the first few months of the administration because war is the most profitable business you can be in. Same thing with the prison business. And it takes the least amount of work. You just have to drop a bomb on somebody and then wait for them to drop a bomb on you and then drop five more. So that's it. That's the whole foreign policy.
And then they drop 20 and you drop 50 and then they drop 100
right.
And you drop 200.
And, you know, the U.S. has picked really soft targets over the past 30 years, like Iraq, you know, Afghanistan. You know, they like to kill civilians where it's easy. But eventually what happens is you pick on somebody who fires back and, you know, and has got the capabilities to go to actual, you know, cause some mischief. And then, you know, your costs suddenly skyrocket. Oh, and guess what? The commodities are also skyrocketing because we printed in the last 12
months. Max, you got to join us again this week. We love you. Max Kaiser, thank you so much. Join us again soon.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food.
The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate Joel Skousen. I really respect smart guy, JoelSkousen.com, editor of World Affairs Brief, WorldAffairsBrief.com, for joining us for just two segments before Owen Troyer takes over with the War Room to get his take on this document, Department of Energy Order Number 202-21-1. I got a call from family that works at a power plant as a manager on the weekend. I didn't even call them back till Monday. They're like, hey, you know, there's an order. We're not allowed to turn the power up. I just said, oh, my family says they can't turn the power up. Well, then we got sent this document. I went to the Department of Energy and read it. I got mad at myself this morning because I was being told by family how big this was, and here was the smoking gun. They're blaming Texas. They're blaming our grid. I'm blaming the windmills, which were part of it. And here it is, the big smoking gun. What is this really all about? I've got a good idea. They're already telling us federalize the Texas grid. They charge up to 18,000%, not 10,000% more for outside power, which this document says you got to get it from there first. So Joel Skousen studied this. Here we are to talk about this, to talk about Biden, to just talk about the whole waterfront in two short segments. Joel Skousen, thanks for coming on with us. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, thank you, Alex. It's important to understand where the blame lies in the Texas grid situation. It's twofold. In the first place, the Texas grid situation at best is running with just a little bit of excess power capacity. And so it doesn't take much of an overload in order to bring down the grid, where they have to go to reserve power resources, which were all fossil fuel. And the problem with the federal order to the Texas grid was that you shall not turn up your fossil fuel plants until you buy it otherwise. And what that delay did was made sure that those plants got frozen, because unlike other places, The Texas grid power plants are out in the open. They are not in buildings generally where they are protected from the cold. And so when you didn't start those auxiliary fossil fuel power plants up on time, then they were too cold to start, and it became a cascading.
And that's why I have you on, because you're so smart. They begged 4 days before, 2 days before. They only turned it on once the grid was going down. Sunday, Saturday night and Sunday, once it was too late. I don't think that's incompetence by the feds. That looks like that was specifically done.
Well, you know, you have a lot of radicals up in the federal bureaucracy of energy that are just extreme climatologists who really believe in this global warming stuff. And they're, you know, talking, we will not put more sulfur dioxide into air, even though these power plants are essentially clean now, as clean as you're going to get. And so it was really a very extremist group of bureaucrats which did this. And I don't know if it was purposeful or not, but I can tell you that when you... The reason why the grid came cascading down is because when you get up to maximum capacity, you're 1 or 2 seconds away from those generators shutting down automatically. And so they started the rolling blackouts. The problem with the rolling blackouts, they shut down power to the gas pumping stations so that there was a lack of natural gas to run existing power plants.
Sure. So there is mismanagement, and they didn't even know with models what to leave on, what to leave off. They actually shut down energy-producing systems.
That's right. Now, they did have some idea, for example, of hospitals. My son lives in Dallas, and he said that his electricity stayed on the whole time because they're only a few blocks away from the hospital. So their particular block of energy was kept on because of the hospital.
Same thing with Steven Crowder up in Dallas.
Yeah. So there was a lot of mismanagement. Of course, the mainstream media is making a big deal out of the fact that, well, you can't blame solar or wind power for this because, you know, they're such a small percentage. Well, the problem with solar and wind power is that because they are susceptible to lack of wind, and when it's nighttime, the solar isn't producing at all, you've got to turn back on those thermal generating power plants. And when they didn't turn those back on in time, then they couldn't once they got frozen out, because, as I say, those power plants are out in the open. When usually not a problem with Texas. You don't usually have that much cold weather, but this was a severe event. And frankly, the entire establishment was unprepared for this, as well as, I will say, the people. And it's been a real wake-up call to people.
I agree with you that it shows incompetence. But at the same time, you have the governor and others days before begging for them to override the order, which shows the federal government was in control of the energy policy. So instead of them blaming Texas, it needs to go back to who shut down the power plants under Obama, who set us up in this position, because they want to set themselves up as the saviors. I think it's important, Joel. Do you agree with me? The evidence shows that it was federal mismanagement and control with ERCOT removing the state from the process that took one of our best power systems and made it one of our worst.
No, I completely agree with you, Alex. It was the federal problem, the federal edicts. But I would have said that Governor Abbott should have, in a state of deferment, overridden the federal orders to them. And he, if he even knew about it, I'm not sure he got
briefed. No, I totally agree. I said that first hour. He should have overridden this.
That's right. In a state of emergency, he should have said, you will not abide by the federal guidelines on emissions. You will turn on those power plants and keep them running. So he deserves some of the blame as well.
I agree. Well, he got an award the week before from the big windmill people. Why don't you explain, you're an expert on this, what green energy is really about?
Well, of course, it's a political thing. You know, green energy is more expensive energy. Wind and solar power do never compare in terms of the kilowatt power of nuclear power, for example. And they can't compare by at least half to fossil fuel. It's not really fossil fuel, but thermal energy from carbon sources. And so, you know, Germany, for example, which was completely reliant on solar and wind power, has had some devastating blackouts because of conditions when the green, so-called green energy doesn't produce. So it's a real problem. You know, you have many of these wind plants, the machinery inside could not handle the low temperatures. They needed heaters inside. The producers of those energy refused to put those heaters in because they're hardly ever used. They refused to put buildings around the generating plants. Now, solar will produce, let's say, during the day, even if it snows, the snow will generally melt off unless you're in sub-sub-zero temperature like we're having now, and it doesn't melt off the solar, and so it becomes ineffective. There's no way about it, Alex. We're never going to get along with just green energy. It's always going to require thermal energy as the main power backup. There's just not enough green energy.
That's right. And you explained that. My family's not a big oil family, but my mom's side of family had oil wells in West Texas. They were not yet producing anything 30 years ago. They've been around since the 20s. Now they're refilling with oil, and we have old oil wells in East Texas. They're refilling, and they're now learning most of this is not fossil, is it? What is in the earth? Even mainline petroleum geologists now, it's becoming recognized that, that oil is not fossil fuel. What is it?
Well, I'm afraid I have to get theological here. This was part of the creation of the earth, where, you know, the Lord in his creation actually put oil deposits. Look, if fossil fuels exist, if you create oil from deteriorating animals, and you look at all of the trillions and trillions and trillions of tons of oil, which would only represent a tiny fraction of the decaying bodies of any dinosaurs, you would have had to have dinosaurs 100 feet deep all over the entire earth to produce oil. And then how do you explain that it gets down?
Well, it does seem like God's plan. And then now we're getting in a carbon-starved area. Then we find this. Then we bring it back up. And we're like terraforming our own planet again. It seems like it was intelligently designed.
Exactly. Intelligently designed. And I'm not even sure that, a lot of the fossils that we find on those actually lived on the Earth. It's very, very possible this Earth was created by layers from other previous planets where these things are previously grown and put together. You know, when you look at the chance of this orbit of this Earth being so perfectly designed and the tilt of the Earth to have the perfect seasons. And
the moon is in the perfect spot.
And the moon is in the perfect distance from the sun. There's just no way that these things could happen by chance. This earth was a divine creation. And, you know, most Christians believe in, and they should all believe, in the fact that the Lord has power over over the elements, meaning the elements are intelligent enough to obey commands. And it isn't natural law that Moses smote the rock and water poured out. It wasn't that he cracked it in a natural spring. You know, the Lord can command that elements reform and form any element necessary.
Because God is in command of everything created, and we're made in the small image of God. We'll be right back. We'll stay on the other side with a final segment with Joel Skousen.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Segment and then Owen Schroeder takes over 3 hours. I can talk to Phil Scalvin for 5 hours. Really smart guy. So I want to pick his brain about a few final issues here. Well, just minutes ago during the break, Joe Biden is at the Pfizer plant, who is the main group with this mRNA gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. As our savior, saying we'll open up once everyone's taking the shot. Now they're telling pregnant women you got to take it, even though the advisory says don't take it. We've got Merck pulling out of the vaccine program with Pfizer, saying it just doesn't work. That was a month ago. We have South Africa pulling out of the vaccine. We have Australia pulling out of their national vaccine. We have India saying no to Pfizer. I had a big article written last week. It trended on Twitter. And Bill Gates wrote a big article countering me that was in hundreds of publications. I had 7,000 Google alerts the other day on this. So that's how many places it was. But it was mainly just republished everywhere. And Paul Watson wrote an article at Infowars.com where they fact-check it, and no, India did say no to emergency authorization of it. But what's crazy is it says later they left it in the Time Magazine article, Newsweek. This was funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Click here to be part of the program. And yeah, scroll down and show viewers. So they later removed that, so as God would have it, they even put that Bill Gates was paying for the Newsweek article that then got put in a bunch of other publications. Yeah, scroll down for TV viewers. Just scroll faster. I want to show them. Because down there at the bottom, I got a screenshot knowing they'd remove it. And sure enough, yeah, keep scrolling, guys, please. Just keep going to the bottom.
There it is. Microsoft and partners may be compensated if you purchase something through recommended links. They changed that to a NewsGuard link admitting it's owned by Bill Gates. So we got 9 minutes left. I want to try to give you the floor, but what's really going on with this so-called vaccine? And why are so many countries pulling out, but we're told don't worry about it? Why'd the British government say over 75 shouldn't take it? But if you try to talk about it, Mark Zuckerberg blocks you. Zuckerberg leaks a video where he said he doesn't trust it. What's going on here, Dulcehausen?
Well, it is one of the largest conspiracies that's ever come upon the world is the so-called effectiveness of vaccines. Vaccines, you know, technically can work under very limited circumstances, but you can never create, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, you can never mass produce a safe vaccine because of all of the adjuvants and the preservatives in there to keep the so-called reactions down. You just can never produce a safe vaccine. And, of course, why would they have to cover up for the autism link between the MMR and other vaccines? Why would they have to cover up for the apoplectic shock problem with major vaccines? It's happening even with this DNA, gene therapy, if it, in fact, it were safe. In fact, that's the biggest lie that's ever been told. But here's the bottom line on vaccines. They cannot produce a vaccine for a virus. The virus continually mutate. The target keeps moving. Even Bill Gates came out and said this week, you're going to require the third vaccine, or the third shot from this, to be effective. They can keep doing this forever, just like the flu shot every year. And everyone who takes the flu shot knows that it really doesn't work. It makes your immune system more vulnerable to disease. That's one of the biggest problems with the side effects of the MMR or the mRNA so-called vaccine, which isn't a real vaccine, is it causes a hypersensitivity of your immune system to the real virus if you catch it later on. That's why they bypassed animal trials in this, so that they didn't have to show that there would be a hypersensitivity to an immune reaction. And that's why you have the cytokine storm. You've got blood clotting. You've got other things that are involved with the disease once you've had the vaccine. And a lot of this stuff isn't
going to show. That's another thing I forgot to mention yesterday. My show ended. Even NBC News has doctors saying, if you're a woman, don't get a mammogram or a checkup, because for 6 months, the mRNA will make you look like you have tumors in your ovaries and in your uterus. What is, I mean, like, don't get a cancer screening because it'll look like you have cancer? What is that?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, they never admit that the vaccine is the blame. There was a major doctor on television who bragging about taking the vaccine to protect a newborn child. And then she aborted the child, or it was miscarried.
The baby died.
And the baby died, you know, all to protect her child. But, of course, it's very, very difficult to trace any of these severe reactions to disease, just like it's hard to trace the side effects of the various drugs that they approve. And that's why they put hundreds of side effects on there, because they can't prove anything. It just takes tremendous difficulty because it reacts with your body depending on what you're doing. If you got bad
nutrition. I mean, when somebody dies of their liver failing from drinking too much, they don't usually put alcoholism on the death certificate. They say liver failure. So it's the same thing. Like, well, we don't know what made your kid autistic. We don't know why you just had your baby die, but we know statistically these vaccines are causing major problems.
Well, it's a very serious problem. The people I know listening to your show and reading my World Affairs brief will not take the vaccine. But there's going to be increasing pressure. They keep talking about, of course, mandating the vaccine passport to get around. And
Israel's doing it. Israel's trailblazing, saying you can't go to the movies, the mall, inside a building unless you have this pass. This is...
But look, Israel gave $1 million prize to Dr. Fauci this past week for defending science, quote, against unopposed or unauthorized objections, you know. And it's only the people who are opposing these vaccines that have the real science. It's the Dr. Fauci clearly doesn't need another $1 million because he's gaining millions from the patents he's got on coronavirus and all of the other skullduggery that he's been involved in. But, you know, to give that person $1 million prize tells me that the Israel government is part of the deep state and always has been, which I
Well, I agree. They're like rounding up. I was in like SWAT teaming Hasidic Jews because they go outside. I mean, that's what Hitler was doing. What's going on there?
Well, it's accustoming people to being living under emergency orders permanently. And what I'd like to talk about in just the last few minutes that we have that I covered in the World Affairs Briefs this Friday. And by the way, any listeners can get a free copy of this simply by going to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and on the left, click on Request a Sample.
And anyway, it's invaluable. Your stuff's the best there is. So if people get a free copy, tell them how to do it again.
If you see on the screen there, on the left-hand side, it says Request a Sample. That's where you get your sample. Whenever I was usually on your show, Alex, I would tell people to email me to a sample, and I'd get 300 or 400 or 500 requests, and it would take me all day to send out the sample. So it's automated
sure,
now.
Sure, so in the 3 minutes we got left, you can come back Sunday if you have time, but tell them about the big story.
The big story is that the Mike Lindell, he's very sincere, he's a good patriot, but his video, Absolute Proof, has several pieces of major disinformation that he's received that is going to get us discredited or make trouble for him when he goes to court.
I agree, it's meant to spike all the good info.
That's right, and it's to destroy the good info. And part of it is the Mary Fanning stuff at the end of the video. It's a two-hour-long video, but she produces a screenshot from an anonymous source of every single Chinese and Eastern European who hacked into all of the county election officials in these various swing states and how many votes they turned to Joe Biden. But, you know, nobody, including Lindell or anybody, is asking the question.
Yeah, that's more Q stuff. Come back Sunday or come back Monday. We'll do a whole hour on this. And he's a great guy. I've tried to reach out to him. But that's more Q stuff. I mean, how have we not been proven right about Q? They're saying martial law will continue in D.C. because the Q thing says, what, on March 4th or whatever, Trump will secretly be president again.
The point I make in the brief is that nobody except the NSA has access to monitor every email, every hacker that goes into every county. No private whistleblower, anybody has that capability. And I'll tell you, the NSA is deep state. They aren't going to be providing true information. The point is, by feeding the foreign interference false narrative to Mike Lindell, they're shielding the deep state who did all of this.
Which was done with ballots at the point through the computer.
That's right. And China could not have done that. China could have hacked in, but they didn't. Why would the deep state use China to hack in when they, in fact...
No, they crammed the ballots at the point of access.
That's right. And so, you know, our patriots have to wake up to this bogus information. If anybody contacts you, I'm an insider, and I'm going to feed you information. Don't
believe
it. That's
right. We're not trying to police everybody, folks. We've been doing this. You've been doing it 50 years. I've been doing it 27. We've learned this, folks. Do not go with anonymous or magic bullet people. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. That's the problem.
Well, we need to reach out to Lindell and just to say, hey, you're a great guy. Just don't. Because I even know Gateway Pundit criticized. Everybody got mad at them. Like, why are you saying there's no fraud? No, we're saying just like they did with the whole National Guard, Air National Guard story, how Karl Rove put some fake stuff in real stuff. That's how they discredit.
That's right. And it's important to realize, you know, how they do this. But you have to understand how the deep state operates. You have to understand that the NSA controls every communication. There's no way any insider can talk to any of us on the conservative side and get away with it unless they are permitted to as disinformation people. And there are no military people that are willing to save us because they're all vetted out of the military at the higher level.
And we're not saying that to be negative, folks. We're just being honest. We have to get with God. We have to change things ourselves, our local communities. Joel Skousen, I totally agree with you. JoelSkousen.com, WorldFirstBrief.com. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex.
Come back next week if you want for a full hour. Okay, Owen Schroyer takes over just a moment. Appreciate all the callers we didn't get to. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.